Welcome to No Duct Tape, the podcast that celebrates the strength in vulnerability and empowers you to embrace your authentic self. I'm your girl Ify, your guide through this transformative exploration of personal stories and growth. How can we create a safe and open space for everyone to thrive and be their best selves? What does it take to overcome societal expectations and speak up with unveiling conviction? Well, together we'll peel back the layers of experiences, uncovering the wisdom gained from our unique paths. Are you ready to embrace vulnerability and unlock the boundless possibilities that await you? Let's embark on this extraordinary adventure of self-discovery and personal empowerment.
Let's get into this one. This is going to be a very interesting one. I feel like there's been a lot on my mind lately that I haven't been recording for a minute. And even in the midst of being busy and just trying to find my footing, which I've already spoken about in another episode, I just want to talk about unexpected friendships. But anyway, before we get into it, my name is Ify. Welcome to No Duct Tape. Today we're going to talk about unexpected friendship, and it's going to be very, very interesting. And the reason I want to get into this specific topic is because I've had, for example, guy friends come to me and be on some, you're always with this girl, what's up? Like, you didn't know this girl a couple of months ago, whatever the case may be, what's up now? And it's like, I wasn't necessarily expecting this person and I to be friends. It just happened and we vibe, we're good. We speak about God, so we also connect on a spiritual level. We talk about stuff, like the conversations I've had with this girl about anything and everything. Like, it's crazy. And it's very easy because I spent a lot of time with her and she's made it easy. I remember the beginning of the year when I was looking for an apartment, my friend Rile used to say, you're gonna find an apartment. Great, I found an apartment. We came, myself, Rile, and her sister, we came and we prayed over the apartment and stuff. And then that's when my mom and them came and all that kind of jazz. Cool, fairy. Then the next level of prayer in regards to where I was living was I had a neighbor, but two doors down, and it's a guy, and he's a young boy. Well, he's a young man, probably in his 20s, 22, whatever, right there. So I can't say we didn't necessarily gel. I've never, like, in the beginning, he never really used to greet and whatever, so it was a little bit awkward. Because where I live is, it's three apartments in one yard, so it's a gated community. I live in an apartment, and there's two other apartments in the same yard. And then you have neighbors who are also other apartments, and I think it's like a house and another apartment. And this properties that I'm telling you about is my landlord's properties, right? So, which is fine. Shop, so now I move in and I'm like, ooh, I don't have a neighbor next door. But I used to say, friend, I pray that you find yourself a good neighbor. I pray that you find yourself a good neighbor that is friendly, etc., etc. Obviously, you know, you're optimistic, you're hopeful. I know I pray about a lot of my stuff, so I used to pray about a God. I hope that I have a good neighbor. I hope I have a good neighbor. Because I also like building like proper relationships with people that I surround myself with and stuff. And I don't want to live in a place where if I needed help with something and I can't maybe reach the landlord or whatever, then I know that I can reach out to someone, which happens to be a neighbor, right? Cool. My neighbor moved in a month after me. She came to knock on my door. As she knocked on my door, hi, my name is Salacia, blah, 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 and all that kind of jazz. Let me tell you, since the day I met this lady, we've been friends ever since. I remember this other time, I wasn't sure what I wanted to eat. I was thinking of ordering and all that kind of stuff. Guess what happened that day? I hear a knock on the door. I go, I open the door. Hi, how are you? Good. No, I just thought I should bring you some food. I cooked a bit of food and I just thought I should bring you some. That was our first encounter. That was the first step or the first sign of you have yourself a good neighbor. Cool. Finally, I met her son. Great, perfect, that's fine. Then I started being Auntie Tejo and stuff. There was a time I didn't have curtains in my apartment, so her son would go to my back windows just to check whether I was around, whether I was busy or what, because he just wanted to hang out with me. I remember I used to eat dinner with him. I used to go next door, help him with homework and all that kind of stuff. And that's just generally how the whole bond happened and stuff. And then obviously then she found out that I'm a prayer warrior. my friends coming over, praying and stuff. And that just made everything grow. I expected a good neighbor in the sense that, you know, neighborly, you can, you know, if you want to ask your neighbor for something and whatever. But instead of just getting a neighbor, I got a friend and I got a sister. So she's older than me. And the relationship has been great. Like really, really great. We've had very vulnerable moments. We've had very crazy moments. We've gotten drunk with one another. We've gone out and done like crazy, stupid stuff and whatever. Gone to her friends' soccer games and stuff like that. So like, she knows people in my life. I know people in her life. And even the people in each other's lives always ask, "Khani, what is with you and this girl?" So for the past month or so, we've been spending a lot of time together in the sense that we go out together. Like maybe if we want to go buy food, we go buy food together. Like about, I think 2 weeks ago or whatever, I'm not even sure, we went to News Cafe together because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so bored. I don't want to go home. I don't want to chill at home. Hey, there was a vibe at the office. Do you mind? Let's go out. We went out to News Cafe, went with other guy friends, and it was good. Point is, this is somebody that I actually hang out with. Like, we go out and we go and hang out. She's the person that I went to when I wanted to buy my TV and my machine, like my washing machine. So we went together. This is the person that I drive with so that she can go see her son all the way back home. Like, there is a clear bond that has been built and that has grown from this encounter. So a lot of my guy friends are like, what is with you and this girl? Because they could be video calling me, or they could be calling me or whatever, and she's here. Like, Salacia's right here next to me. And then I'm like, say hi to my friend. They will speak and whatever, you know? So even my friends know that, yo, no, when it comes to Tewa and her neighbor, like, they are truly friends. She's not my neighbor. She's my friend and sister. And I'm so blessed to have her in my life. I have so many instances where I will pray for her in the middle of the night because I pray for my friends. And she's gotten to that point, and I'm not saying that I don't pray for people that aren't my friends, but I pray for her on a friendship level. Also that God, I really hope and pray that, you know, this friendship is fruitful. I hope that you use me as a beacon of light in her life and vice versa, you know, all these different kinds of things. And the reason I also wanted to make this a topic is because the one thing that I appreciate about my faith, or the one thing that I appreciate about those that I surround myself with and that want to see good things for my life, is that we want the same thing, you know? And when you miss a point of view, or when you're missing something in your life, you're surrounded by people who will pray that thing into existence in your life. And I say it in the sense that I never thought that I would have a neighbor the way that Rele said that I deserve a neighbor. You deserve somebody. And it's good to know that you're surrounded by people who have the same faith system as you, or people that have the same morals, the same thinking, the same, you know, we are different individuals, but she's really someone that I feel like when I'm having like a seriously bad day, I can speak to. Our friendship is not even a year old, but she's like so much. So what I'm trying to say is, unexpected friendships have a way of creating a peaceful environment for you, especially in your adult life. As we are adulting, your friends are busy, your what is doing whatever, and all that kind of stuff. But it's the beautiful things that you never expect, that when you need them, they always find their way to you, you know? I'm going through where Rele is married. I don't see Rele as often as I would like to and stuff like that. She's married. She's moving into a different path in her life and stuff like that. And this is somebody that I used to spend a lot of time with. And then my friend, like Lesego. Lesego is all the way in Pretoria. I don't see her as much as I would like to as well, because she's all the way there and I'm all the way here. So it's like we speak from time to time. And it's also that, you know, there's different aspects or whatever the case may be. So God was like, I'm going to give you somebody that you have that is close when everything around you may change. Not being able to see Rele as much as often, not living with Rele anymore and living on my own, you know? Now God is like, here's a new friend. And it was so unexpected, but it was perfect. It was perfect. I want to tell you that you should never ever feel like, because maybe you've outgrown certain friends, that when you're older, you are not allowed to have friends. You're allowed to have friends. You're allowed to make new friends. You're allowed to make better or different relationships in your life. And I think it shows hand in hand with the fact that sometimes when you're in a romantic relationship with someone and it doesn't work out and you guys break up, you're going to have to, or you're going to find someone else. And with friendship is like that, just because friends are forever as compared to a romantic relationship. And I say this in the sense that you break up or whatever, you know, there's some people that get it right the first time, you know, which is great, perfect. But my point is, I read a quote that said, your friends will always be the first love of your life, outside of your parents, outside of your partner. They will always be the people. They are the rarest to change. Just like you can't change your family and whatever, friends are the rarest to change. And you will probably have this one friend, these two friends or whatever, for years, 21 years, whatever years, as compared to a marriage or as compared to a romantic relationship. So the same way you can change in life, you can make new friends, you can meet new people and stuff like that. And I know this notion where people are like, you know, when you're older, you just know who your friends are. If you don't have friends, then you're just like that. No, you can meet somebody for the first time at the mall, and this person could be the best thing to ever happen in your life, you know? So I advise that just allow yourself to meet new people, you know? Allow yourself to be in the spirit where you're enjoying people and getting to know people. And I say this as an introvert. I say this as a very shy person, and I say this as a very awkward person. I don't necessarily make friends easily because I'm so closed off and I don't like sharing things about myself. And I feel like the people that I have are the people that I have. Starting over is such a lot of work. But this experience has taught me that I am allowed to evolve, and I'm allowed to meet new people, experience new people, want new people, love new people and whatnot. And I really, really recommend it. I think adult relationships or new adult friendships versus childhood friendships or whatever are so much more sacred. And I say it because you guys are just looking for somebody to rely on in your adulthood, when it seems like everybody else is far, everybody else is in a new chapter in their life, everybody else is moving on, whatever the circumstance may be. But when you find that one person in your adult life that gives you that, I'm doing good, ah, man, it's priceless. So open yourself up to unexpected friendships, open yourself up to unexpected relationships, but let everything deem from the bottom of your heart as love, as growth, as wealth, not in money, but wealth in relationships. You know, you might feel like the best wealth you can ever have in your life is money, but the best wealth you can ever have in your life is peace and happiness. And when you're surrounded by the right people, when you are with the people that add to that, you are the richest person ever. You are really the richest person ever. So make friends, love your friends, honor the ones you already have, and love the ones that you already have, but also open the door to making new friends. And those friends that are jealous of people making other friends, you must stop it. You must stop it. But yeah, you know, yeah, open your heart to unexpected friendships. They could be the best thing you ever have in your life. And I think another person that reminds me of that is Lesego. My friend Lesego will make a friend on Twitter, for example, or she will make a friend randomly. I don't know. Like, yeah, she knows how to, you know, make new friends. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So make new friends. Love your friends. Honor your friends. Pray for your friends. And see the fruits of life grow in your life and to more wealth. All right. Well, there was a little, you know, a little sass, a little motivation or something cute. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening. This actually felt more like a diary moment, like as compared to the other podcast episodes. This felt like a diary moment. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. I'm your girl, Ify. This is No Duct Tape.
Thank you for joining us on this thought-provoking episode of No Duct Tape, where we've explored the importance of creating a safe open space for personal growth and empowerment. I hope you were inspired to embrace vulnerability, to speak up, and to take steps forward, becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, your story has the power to impact others and create positive change. Join us again next time as we continue to uncover the untold stories and amplify diverse voices. Together, let's build a community where authenticity and acceptance reigns. Until then, keep sharing, keep growing, and keep shining your light. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your girl, Ify. Ciao. No Duct Tape. Embracing vulnerability and building an inclusive community.